Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, by VeloFix.com, the coolest mobile bike shop around, by RunCatalina.com. Catalina Island Marathon, celebrating its 40th anniversary, coming up on Saturday, March 11th. Our Challenged Athletes Foundation, we raised over $80 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on iTunes, on Babbittville.com. And as always, endurance lives here. Our next guest, his name is Nick Gomez. He's a senior global product manager at DJO. And DJO has just come out with a really cool knee brace called the TriFit Knee. How you doing, Nick?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
No problem, bud. So, you know, in terms of DJO, I think people know Compex. If you're an endurance athlete, pretty much everybody has either used or bought a Compex machine over time. Talk a little bit about the genesis of the bracing part. I know DJ's history is in bracing, but there's an aging endurance population that is needing bracing more maybe than ever before.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. You know, and what's interesting is bracing in general is not widely used because maybe it has a bad stigma, like they're big and bulky and they're going to slow me down and things like that. But, yeah, bracing has its roots all the way back to Joe Montana and Dan Fouts.
Sure.
We braced the top 23 out of the top 25 NCAA schools. And although you can't see them on the pro level, we braced a lot of the professional NFL players as well, and as well as other sports than football. And certainly in the endurance world, knee pain being so prevalent, a knee brace could certainly help out a lot of different athletes.
Well, and I was just reading about the osteoarthritis and how that has, in terms of people are being a lot more active today, which is great, but because of that, they're wearing away the cartilage maybe at a faster pace, and we're, what is it, 40% of all knee replacements are people 55 and over, and talk a little bit about just the growth of endurance sports and how that's led to other bracing options. Because it's different building a brace for an offensive lineman or even for a quarterback than for somebody who's running 26.2 miles or riding 112 miles.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're right. I mean, the endurance sports have just exploded over the last at least 10 years, maybe longer.
Yep.
And as a factor of that, knee pain has certainly been, or joint pain in general, has certainly been exploding as well. As I speak to different orthopedic surgeons around the country, it's definitely, motion is a good thing and activity is a good thing, but it also can wear down your joints over time, as you mentioned. And when you talk about, middle age, 30s and 40s and 50s, and then, like you said, there's knee pain starts, and then you can't get a knee replacement until basically 65-ish. There's quite a few years there where you're going to have to deal with your knee pain. And so that's why we've kind of started to create products for this type of population.
So when you talk about the TriFit Knee, what makes the TriFit Knee different from other products that are out there? Because we see there's a lot of bracing options, but if DonJoy is getting behind something, it's usually something that's a little revolutionary.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we've done with this product is we've taken the best technologies that we have available, not only in DonJoy, but in the industry of bracing. And I'll talk about those for one sec here.
Sure.
We have a web on the front part of the knee that really helps capture the kneecap and support the kneecap so that it tracks properly. And it also helps kind of guide your leg biomechanically in a correct position. We call it extension assist. It kind of helps you get to the full range of motion.
Sure.
And then we have a cool technology called Exos, which Exos has its roots in It's kind of a fracture product, and you mold it around your joint instead of a cast, because you can wear it in the water, you can cinch it down, and you can reheat it to be able to contour if you have swelling or things like that. Well, we took that technology and put it onto the frame of this so that you can really customize to the leg. And I think that is a big advantage, especially for endurance athletes, being able to customize and form fit it to the leg.
And how long has TriFit been out?
We just came out with it about a week ago.
So is it a product that you need to see your doctor to have it prescribed? How do you get a TriFit?
Yes, so that's what we recommend. It's such a customizable product. One feature I forgot to talk about was also the BOA dials that you see on shoes and things like that. That cinches the web down to the leg so that you have this nice, streamlined, comfortable fit that allows you, again, to get your full range of motion, but then decrease your pain. But because it's so customizable, we definitely recommend you talk to your doctor about this, in order to purchase it.
So is osteoarthritis, is that because people are working out longer and maybe starting younger in life, are there more cases of that now than maybe 10 years ago?
Yes, absolutely. We certainly have a very active baby boomer population, and that contributes largely to the big osteoarthritis market right now. The osteoarthritis in general in the medical world, it costs the U.S. health system about $128 billion a year. And that is due to, higher activities and things like that, but it's also due to issues like obesity, which really contribute to knee joint pain as well.
Well, what we see, I think, is people who've been triathletes and runners forever and ever and ever, when they get older, they're still doing that. But maybe they've gained 5 or 10 or 15 pounds, and that what you're saying is that puts more stress on the knees and leads potentially to osteoarthritis.
Absolutely. The figure is something like one extra pound on your body is about 5 times the joint stress. So it's certainly something that we need to be watching out for, especially as endurance athletes. As the number of events that you do and the amount of training that you do, where your body fat is, things like that. You really want to keep a close eye on all that. And then if you do get joint pain, regardless, you have to make sure that you get on top of that right away. I think a big issue is we tend to kind of put it in the back of our heads that it's just going to go away, and we keep training, and then, the pain just keeps creeping up and creeping up.
I think a lot of people feel that, hey, if I put on a brace, and I think in most people's minds a brace is something bulky, it's going to change my running stride, and it could lead to even more issues. Is that one of the reasons people give for saying, listen, I know I've got knee pain, but I'm worried about messing up my running stride and ending up with even more problems?
Yeah, absolutely. That is a big issue. And I would say that research actually kind of shows the opposite of that, where if you try on even a basic our compression knit garment called the Tri-Zone knee brace.
Yep.
That's a compression knit with some silicone reinforcement. Research even shows that helps improve your biomechanics. So even with mild conditions where you just want to wear your knee sleeve, in the medical community, they call it proprioception, the awareness of your knee joint improves, the sensors of your knee improve, and therefore your biomechanics improve.
So the other thing I've had a lot of success with from in terms of DonJoy product, some calf sleeves when I've had cramping issues, and that's been something that I think a lot of runners deal with. So besides the TriFit knee, you have all sorts of different bracing options for an endurance athlete.
Yes, absolutely. So you're right. From the ankle all the way up, the body to shoulders to, knees is kind of what we see the most. But you're right. In this particular instance, when we're talking about osteoarthritis and just joint pain in general, we have products like Trizone, that is that compression knit, and we have all levels in between that. Our new TriFit brace is kind of, I would say, a little for more moderate cases of osteoarthritis. As I mentioned, you do need to see your doctor for that. And then we have, you know, the bigger braces. I shouldn't say bigger, but more sturdy braces, like we use in football and things like that. And we kind of have everything in between. We have wraparound products. The web technology, we have on thinner, low-profile versions of it. So, yeah, there's really, we offer something for any stage of knee pain.
I remember a few years ago when Hines Ward from the Pittsburgh Steelers came to do the Ironman. Here was a guy who was used to running, you know, 40-yard sprints. Next thing you know, he's doing 140.6 miles and running a marathon and riding 112 miles. And on race day, I remember seeing him wearing, I think they're your reaction knee braces. And that really surprised me, as I'm like, wow, that's really going to constrict him riding a bike with those braces on. But I talked to him afterwards, and he said, one, they helped him through his training, but two, he didn't notice them at all on race day. It's one thing to run in a sleeve, another thing to ride in a brace when you're bringing your knee up over and over again. In terms of the design, how hard was that to come up with something that's going to be supportive, but at the same time give you the independence to, you know, to ride a bike and not constrict you?
Yeah, that was a lot of fun working with Hines Ward. He just to touch on that for a bit, his agent reached out to us because you're right. His training regimen was completely opposite of a football player, and you know, he started seeing some knee pain. And I think he had some arthritis already, probably from, you know, football and things like that, previous injuries. But, yeah, so we offered him a complex unit, which he used religiously. And then I said, hey, why don't you try these? This is our new design, the web. And it really helps, you know, as I mentioned, track the patella. It helps you kind of biomechanically. And typically people use it more for running than bike, but he really found that the bike was most beneficial with that product. And you're right, he said he didn't get in the way. And so the design of it really stems from the idea that we want to help the knee decrease the pain, improve mobility, but we want to do it in the least amount of material possible. And so the genius idea, a doctor that we worked with named Dr. Nort, Bill Nort out of Virginia, he helped us collaborate and come up with this idea to stretch kind of a rubber bandy type material around your knee. And really it acts like this kind of shock absorber. And so this concept was really interesting for us, and as we brought it to market, we weren't sure if it was going to work or not. So we tried it on quite a few athletes on the way and saw that, you know, people liked how low profile it was and the benefit of the decreased knee pain.
So from what I know of Don Joy, it's always been a company that worked directly with the physicians, right? You go in and get something, get a brace or something prescribed. With Compex, that became a consumer product. Are you guys doing more consumer products than before?
Yes. In fact, we have a whole new line of consumer products. The Compex is kind of what started that category, but we saw the benefit of our DonJoy products, and mostly prescribed by doctors and or in the training rooms of, you know, elite schools and athletes that utilize it around the world. But there wasn't a whole lot of access, you know, to somebody who just wants, you know, having some knee pain or what have you, a mild ankle sprain, but want to have access to our products. So we opened up our consumer division, and so you'll see some of our products called DonJoy Performance in places like Dick's Sporting Goods, and also online on Amazon and things like that. So you're starting to see our products a little more widely used for people who, you know, aren't ready to go see a doctor yet.
So what surprised me when I saw that number of 11 million people diagnosed with osteoarthritis. That seems huge. The average person, hey, I've got some knee pain. The odds on them thinking, hey, I'm going to go see a doctor and get something, prescribed besides medication or a shot. That, to me, seems to be an education process where people need to know, hey, I've got pain in my knee. It's okay to go see an orthopedic doctor to get potentially to get a brace. Do you see that as a limitation at this point where people are, gosh, do I really go to see a doctor to get a brace?
Yeah, so the 11 million stat from the CDC is people that are actually diagnosed with knee osteoarthritis.
Wow, so that doesn't include all the people who don't even know.
That's right.
Wow.
So people just searching on the internet looking for something to help their knee pain. The stat there is something that the CDC says is one in every two Americans, half the population, will experience symptomatic knee OA in their lifetime.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's an enormous amount of folks. And that really drives us at DonJoy as a company to create products that patients and athletes are going to want to wear. We have a saying here at DonJoy that the best brace is the one that the athlete is going to wear. So it's not the biggest and the bulkiest and the one that's going to support the knee the most. It's the one that the patients and athletes are going to wear. So even though, an athlete may need a very rigid support due to an injury or arthritis, if they're not going to wear it, then we have to look at what's an option that they're actually going to wear and, find that benefit.
So, Nick, when did you realize that, when you're, like you said, you worked with Heinz Ward coming up with the bracing specifically that was going to help him out. When did you realize that, okay, this TriFit is going to be really special?
Well, it's, it's interesting in our engineering process. We know that, for example, some of our technologies are really good. We just don't know how well they're going to work all together.
Yeah.
So we knew the web, for example, worked well. We've had some good legacy with that product over the last couple of years. And we got a lot of feedback over the years that says, I like the web brace a lot, but if it had a little more support and a little more rigidity for my patients, speaking about doctors.
Yeah.
For my patients and athletes that, need a little more support or need a little more offload because of their arthritis, then that would be a great thing for me. I would utilize that and prescribe it for my patients. So that inspired us to think about, okay, what other technologies and what other ways can we make the web product a little more supportive? And so we started realizing that this was going to be a big hit when we started testing it on our athletes and patients that, again, needed a little more support and needed some more knee pain relief.
Did you find some folks who had sort of come to grips with the fact, I'll never run again? You know what? My knee hurts so much I can't run again. And then they tried the TriFit out and they're like, oh my God, this is like a new lease on life.
Yeah, absolutely. So that is what a brace can do for a patient in knee pain. It's not always about, surgery or an injection or even taking medicines. There's a good example of a patient. Actually, he's an athletic trainer. He treats athletes in physical therapy, but he himself has been slowed down because he had a meniscus surgery a few years ago, and now his knee pain is really hurting him, and he can't ride his bike. He's actually an endurance athlete and can't run. And so he is a big skeptic because he's actually a clinician.
Right.
And wants to see the thing work. So he tried it on, and boy, he saw almost instantaneous results, and it's allowed him to really go back to his, activities that he wanted to do. So we knew he had something special pretty early on in testing.
You just mentioned surgery, medication. So how much education process has there been with you guys and the medical, the doctors to say, hey, guys, we know operations are out there. We know injections are out there. But here are some alternatives? And has there been a buy-in from the medical profession saying, hey, here's something we can use that's not invasive that can help cure this problem?
Yeah. So I think there's been a big change in thinking on how to deal with knee pain, especially when you look at, you know, some major issues like addiction, you know, for pain medicines.
Yep.
There's been some recent articles that have also shown things like a scope procedure, you know, a basic arthroscopy to kind of clean out your knee. Long term doesn't really help as much as we thought it did.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, doctors are certainly looking for alternatives. And, you know, you can only inject the knee so many times. And there are some nice, you know, it's interesting, there's some nice biologic things that are improving, stem cells and PRP and things like that, that are improving on that side of things. But you're only going to get so many injections. You can only take medicine for so long because NSAIDs, for example, can hurt your stomach, and the addiction, you know, piece that we just talked about.
Yeah.
So bracing is a nice alternative that obviously you can't get addicted to it. There's no research that shows if you wear a brace more, you're going to, you know, you're more likely to hurt yourself. In fact, it shows the opposite, as I mentioned, the improved biomechanics. So, yeah, I think doctors are really kind of opening their eyes a little bit more. And there's a big group of doctors that are non-surgical sports medicine doctors that are really embracing, you know, new technologies and how to help patients, you know, stay moving.
One of the things that I've always been a proponent of is, you know, because – when I was with Competitor Group, we owned all the Rock and Roll Marathons. And one of my big pushes was, you know, guys, as a runner, the orthopedic reality is eventually you're going to need to ride a bike and swim, right? You need to do something that's non-weight bearing.
Right.
If you want to keep running, run less,
right,
run forever. And
right,
I love your whole philosophy that motion is medicine, because that goes right along. You're basically saying, hey, there's other ways to handle this besides drugs, besides operations, that can potentially cure a problem.
Yeah, and, you know, we see when you look at, for example, at the Kona Ironman Sports Med Meeting,
yep,
that is a group of doctors that get together that are the, you know, leading sports medicine doctors around the world. And, you know, a lot of what their talks are about is how do we constantly improve taking care of athletes and patients in practice. And so, yeah, they are constantly digging for what's the next best thing that's going to help patients, you know, do their activity that they love to do. Because you're right, you don't want a doctor to tell you, listen, you can't run anymore.
No.
But if you can do, like you said, if you can bike, if you can swim, and then you can still do some of your running activities as well. And, you know, here, you know, maybe you're going to do physical therapy for a little bit to strengthen this or that, and here's a brace to help support you. You know, it's much more of a holistic approach to how to take care of athletes.
Love it. And, again, the brace is TriFit, and it's out now. And in terms of going online and seeing more information on this, Nick, where would they go?
They go to our company website, which is djoglobal.com. That stands for Don Joy Orthopedics Global.com, DJO.
Perfect. And then they just put in a TriFit and it'll come up?
Yes, they can type in TriFit. It'll also be on one of our main banners right as you get on the first page.
Love it. Hey, Nick, thanks so much for taking so much time. Congratulations on this. Now, are you a TriFit user yourself?
I am. I'm an athlete. I play soccer and I ski and I surf. So I'm about to test out skiing next week. And I've tested it playing soccer quite a bit over the last few months. So I enjoy wearing it. It helps me for sure.
And would it help you in the water as well? You could use it while you're surfing if you've got any issues?
Yes. Yes. I haven't surfed because of the rain, but absolutely, you can wear it in the water.
Uh-huh. Love it. Cool. All right, Nick Gomez has been our guest again. We are brought to you by the Tough Man Triathlon Series, VeloFix.com, the coolest mobile bike shop around. the Catalina Island Marathon, 40th anniversary, coming up. You go to runcatalina.com for that. That's on March 11th. You can check us out on Babbittville.com, on iTunes, and don't forget to support our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $80 million to give challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And as always, endurance lives here.